the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Episode 4, Claire v. God.
It's a room.
It's a loft.
But it could be another room. Nobody's using it.
I'm using it.
How?
As a loft.
As a repository for all your rubbish.
It's not rubbish, it's man stuff.
Declutter, Brian. You will feel better for it.
Toast.
Thank you, Gnarly.
I remember helping to declutter Uncle Oleg's room after he died. It took 18 hours.
What was in it?
Uncle Oleg. 36 stone. Butter?
Yes, please.
A big man, Uncle Oleg. Couldn't get him through the door. Father had to fetch a chainsaw.
Kidding? You mean...
Yes, we had to take the door frame off.
He really had me worried there.
And only then could we pass out his torso, the thighs, and... Jam?
No, thank you.
The funny thing about Uncle Oleg, for a big man, with big arms, big legs, big chest, big head, he had a teeny-weeny-weeny apartment.
Thank you, Mom. So, Brian, the spare room.
The loft.
Okay, let's vote on it.
Well, how's that going to work?
Now, I'll show you. All those for decluttering, me. Against?
Well, me.
So that's one each. So, Gnarly, you have the deciding vote.
I vote with Claire.
Why?
Because we are sisters. This is universal bond. It cannot be broken.
Thank you, Gnarly. Thank you for your support.
And thank you, Claire, for Friday off.
You're welcome.
Just tell her to go. Libby, you simply tell her the relationship is over.
Honestly, Helen, you think I haven't tried that?
Poor Jermaine, travelling halfway around the world only to be rejected.
No, Ray, not poor Jermaine. I mean, she's like a flaming... Oh, for the life of me, I can't think of an Australian thing that you chuck and it comes back. Look, I think you know what I'm saying.
I wonder, Libby, if you're sending out mixed signals.
What do you mean?
Well, why do you always have sex with a poor woman before dumping her?
Why? Well, because the one time I tried it the other way around, her heart wasn't in it.
Everybody, are you busy?
Extremely busy, right now.
I have an announcement to make.
Oh, okay, go on.
My daughter Brenda and I are converting to Islam.
Oh, that's amazing.
Or Judaism, possibly Catholicism, but definitely not CV because their Ofsted was crap.
Mind, Megan, we were pretty busy discussing my sex life, so...
I think there's a lot to be said for sex without the emotional entanglement. It's certainly helped me fill the yawning chasm of my midlife crisis. That and the badminton.
I'm finding it hard to meet men. Attending the services of the world's three major religions might be spiritually invigorating, but it doesn't leave you much of a weekend.
Do what I do. Speed dating. There's one every night somewhere. I'm always there.
Well, maybe if I get really desperate.
Thank you, Megan.
Quick, look busy. It's the boss.
No, Megan.
What are you on about?
Where? Pass
me. Claire asked me to say, quick, look busy. It's the boss whenever she appears.
Morning, everybody. Megan, could I see you in my office?
Of course, Claire.
Thank you for helping me sort out my stuff, Gnarly.
My pleasure, Brian. Although, strictly speaking, my job is to ensure that nothing survives.
Gnarly, look!
What is it?
My treasured collection of vintage QPR programs. Oh, Gnarly, I remember every game. Lost to Wolves, lost to Palace, lost to Leeds, lost to Chelsea, lost to Spurs. Oh, Gnarly, you can't throw memories like this away.
Brian, what are these magazines at the bottom?
You know, Gnarly, let's just get rid of the lot, shall we?
You wanted to see me, Claire?
No, I didn't. Oh, no, I just like saying the words, could I see you in my office? Could I see you in my office? Could I see you in my office?
Well, there's something that I wanted to see you about.
Well, sit down in a chair in my office.
I'll give it a minute.
What is it, Megan?
Mr. Murgatroyd has died.
Okay, don't tell me. As acting team leader, I have made it my business to acquire a comprehensive knowledge of all the service users in our care. So, Mr. Murgatroyd. Mr. Murgatroyd, 35 Clover Avenue, ex-serviceman, widowed, retired, hearing impaired, some issues around personal hygiene.
Brenda's hamster. Mr. Murgatroyd meant the world to my little Brenda. She lived for that hamster. And when his little legs came off in her hands, she was heartbroken.
That, Megan, is one of the saddest stories I've ever heard in my office.
Well, I've promised Brenda that I'll give Mr. Murgatroyd a proper funeral so that she can say goodbye to him. And I've told her that you'll read the eulogy.
What? Why me?
Because you're Brenda's godmother, a role you've been particularly negligent in.
What do I say? Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to mourn the passing of Mr. Murgatroyd, who died when his legs came off.
Don't be ridiculous, Claire. And anyway, it's not his legs that killed him. Brenda rolled him under the sofa and he suffocated.
Okay, so when you hear the bell, get chatting. And when you hear the bell again, gents move one table to their left. And those are the simple rules of speed dating. So best of luck and best of love to you all.
Hello, my name is...
Get your coat, you've pulled.
I beg your pardon?
You heard. Are you up for it or not? Well?
Hold on.
What?
Well, it's just... Well, it's all rather... Well, I like to become acquainted with a lady before I... Before I, you know, get intimate.
Right. I'm a Capricorn. I live around the corner and I've got a cupboard full of condoms. What else do you need to know? Now, can we stop fannying around? I want to be back here for the 10:30 session.
Okay.
Claire, there's really no need for you to be here.
I know, but I want to be here. There's nothing like starting the day with a home visit.
Okay, Claire, but you do not interfere or pull rank. Mr. Driscoll's my client. I ask you to respect that.
Don't worry, Megan. I'm only here to get a taste of life on the social work front line. The office, my office, it is great, but I do spend quite a lot of time just shuffling papers. I miss the hands-on stuff. I hope your Mr. Driscoll is a juicy case.
I have to provide him with palliative care.
Terminally ill. Excellent.
I hope you don't mind, Mr. Driscoll, but I brought along my colleague, Claire.
Not at all. Would anyone like a cup of tea?
Actually, I'm not just her colleague. I'm her team leader.
Claire!
What?
May I introduce the Reverend Dish?
Hello.
Hello, Reverend.
Oh, I see. Okay, Megan, let me deal with this.
Just chewing the fat with Terry here. We're talking football and whatnot.
Would anyone like a cup of tea?
Reverend Claire Barker, social care professional, MSc. Could I have a quick word?
Yeah, of course.
In private.
Sorry, no can do. No privacy in my line of work. There's always someone looking over my shoulder, if you know what I mean.
Oh. I know exactly what you mean.
Point is, Reverend, we've got work to do against quite a busy schedule, so... So, would you mind leaving us alone to do our job? Goodbye?
Actually, I'm busy doing my job.
Your job? What, talking football and whatnot?
Amongst other things, yeah.
Would anyone like a cup of tea?
Please, Claire, you promise.
Megan, I am not interfering in your job. My involvement is merely enabling you to do your job properly.
What's your problem with...
It's Christians. Self-righteous, interfering do-gooders.
Isn't that what people say about us?
Yeah, but the thing is, at least we do it professionally.
Would anyone like a cup of tea?
The point is, Reverend, you see, we are care professionals. We're offering tangible support and to do our job...
Well, and I'm not a care professional?
No, yours is a hobby with hymns.
Right, well, you tell that to the street children of Guatemala who came to my mission with their clothes in rags and their feet bleeding.
Guatemala? Wow.
Third world liberation theology is a bit of a gig of mine.
Sorry, am I supposed to be impressed? Reverend, you didn't have to go to Guatemala to find child poverty. We have kids with their clothes in rags and their feet bleeding coming to the Sparrowhawk Family Centre all the time.
When?
Megan, stay out of this.
The Sparrowhawk Family Centre.
We're social workers.
Putting it bluntly, Reverend, you are on my patch. Haven't you got a sermon to write or something?
Hey, don't I know you from somewhere?
Me? I came to St. Matthew's last week.
Ah, what did you think of my sermon?
Oh, I loved it, especially the stilt walking.
Come along this Sunday. I'll be riffing on Ecclesiastes. I might even bring the trombone.
Sorry, Megan, if we could get back to the case in hand.
Was anyone like a captain?
And my daughter, Brenda, attended your Sunday school.
Oh, wasn't she the little girl who...
Oh, yes, I'm really sorry about that.
Not to worry. Forgiveness is my business. And Mrs. Bentley was thinking of retiring anyway. Claire, I'm picking up a bit of hostility from you.
Would anyone like a cup of tea?
You're meant to. The church is an agency of repression and reaction, peddling ridiculous fairy tales and platitudes that promise pie-in-the-sky rewards in the next world instead of equality and human rights in this.
And that's what you feel about Christianity, is it?
It is.
And how about Islam?
Don't be racist.
Look! I haven't got long to live. You buggers want a cup of tea or
he loved his coat and many colours. It was green and purple and gold and red.
Brian, please shut up or I lock you in the loft.
But, Nala, you don't understand. Joseph was my first youth theatre production. And here's the programme, complete with a cast list. Sandra Butterworth, Pia Murray, Richard Lumsden. I wonder what happened to him. And here I am, Brian Harris. Fifth wheat of corn in the Years of Plenty dream sequence. And there she is, Pharaoh's daughter, my first proper girlfriend, Nina Kane.
I studied drama in my village school. Do you know the book Artaud and His Theatre of Cruelty?
I do.
Our teacher used to hit us with it. So this Nina Kane, what is the story?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, come on, Brian. I tell you about the time my fiancé threw me down the well.
Okay, fair enough. Nina ran off with the prompt. It was very traumatic. To this day, I cannot bear it if anyone...
Finishes your sentence?
Nolly!
Sorry.
The thing is, Megan, I don't believe God wants to lay a heavy sin on humanity. I mean, my attitude is, if there's something in the Bible you don't like, just ignore it.
Wow! I've never met a vicar like you. So spiritual, so single, so heterosexual.
I've got a T-shirt I sometimes wear in the pulpit. It says, not everything in the Bible is gospel. Do you know where I'm coming from?
Providing respite care for his wife, and I have contacted the Macmillan nurse.
Yeah, whatever.
Megan, have you read Marks?
Oh, I think it's this wicker chair. I shouldn't have worn my short skirt.
Bloody hell, Gnarly. I thought I told you to leave my things alone. This stuff is precious to me. Now look what you've done. I'll never get it back.
I'm sorry, Brian, but I made an honest mistake. It was in the jar marked pickled gherkins.
Just forget it, okay?
It beats me why anyone would want to keep their appendix. But it tasted good.
Helen, wake up.
Oh, Rayon. Oh, no.
Oh, yes, you've fallen asleep at your desk again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ray. It's my social life. I'm exhausted. Monday, speed dating. Tuesday, speed dating. Wednesday, speed dating. Thursday, badminton. Friday, speed date. I'm going to have to give up the badminton.
Helen, go and get yourself some coffee, as much as it takes to keep you awake.
Oh, I think that's a good idea.
I'm sorry, Claire, but I thought your behaviour towards the Reverend was unforgivably rude.
Sanctimonious twit deserved everything he got.
Hey, Megan, what's up? You're looking even more glazed than usual.
Oh, ignore her. She's in love.
I'm not. I think the Reverend Dish is a very interesting man.
Reverend?
Aye, but he says that he's a Christian with a small c.
Well, he's certainly something with a c. Speak of the devil, and he'll appear.
Hi, Megan. I hope you don't mind me dropping by your work.
No!
But you expressed an interest in liberation theology.
Did I? Great!
So as I was passing the Sparrowhawk Family Centre, I thought I'd drop these off.
Books! Great!
You might find them a bit heavy going, but I feel as Christians we can't just ignore the politics of poverty, oppression and torture.
Torture? Great!
So, this is where you work.
Yes, Reverend, this is where we work. So, if you don't mind, clear off and let us get on with it.
Claire, that is so rude.
Don't worry, Megan, I was leaving anyway. Bye.
Bye.
And Claire.
What?
I forgive you.
Stick it up your cassock.
Put them in the bin, Brian.
But, Gnarly, can't you see? They wobble, but they won't fall down.
The bin, Brian. Oh, Brian, look, I have found some children's clothes. Look.
I didn't. I still had those. You can certainly throw those away.
Oh, no, Brian, you cannot be serious. Look at this pretty dress. And look at all this skillful embroidery. Hey, I used to have a skirt just like this when I was a little girl.
Chuck them out, Gnarly, all of them.
Whose clothes are they, Brian?
I had a sister. She died in very tragic circumstances.
Oh, Brian, it makes me so sad that you're such a terrible liar.
All right, all right. My mother dressed me as a girl for the first 5 years of my life. She used to call me Briony.
She wanted a daughter.
No, she wanted a transvestite. Of course she wanted a daughter!
So she dressed you as a girl?
I know, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes, so I'm glad you're enjoying this, Gnarly.
And what is this at the bottom of the box? Oh, it can't be. Oh, it is. A dolly.
That's right. My dolly, give it here.
Here's your dolly. I go fetch the box in the corner.
Thank you. Don't you worry, Looby Lou. Mummy won't let them throw you away.
Ah, come on, Megan. That guy's hot under the dog collar for you. Dropping off books is a really lame excuse. Your vicar has to have an ulterior motive.
Oh, he wouldn't want to go out with someone like me.
Oh, why not? You said yourself you were spiritual. Maybe he's not interested in appearances.
Hey, look, I think you'd make a great vicar's wife, Megan.
Do you think so, Libby?
I went out with a vicar once. He had me spend the whole time on my knees. Never converted, though.
People, can we please change the subject? Reverend Dish. Reverend Pish, more like.
So why hasn't he said anything?
Oh, I don't know, perhaps he can't do the asking.
Sorry, did anyone hear what I said? I said Reverend Pish, more like.
What do you mean, Ray?
Well, as a member of his congregation, you are in his pastoral care. The church might take a dim view of the shepherd pursuing a relationship with one of his sheep.
Mm. I know the Bishop of Melbourne got into big trouble.
It looks like you're going to have to ask him out, Megan.
Well, if you'll excuse me, it's Thursday night, and Dennis, my badminton partner, is waiting for me.
Oh, I thought you'd stop the badminton.
I have, but I've started sleeping with Dennis. I'll see you at the funeral on Saturday. Bye.
Funeral?
Brenda's hamster. Would you like to come? There's a little picnic afterwards.
Ah, why not? I love a picnic.
Oh, great. Claire's giving the eulogy.
Yeah, Megan, I did actually want to talk to you about that. Oh, no, who is this coming towards us, moving in a mysterious way?
Well, hello there. I fancy bumping into you lot from the Sparrowhawk Family Centre.
Oh,
yeah, fancy that.
I thought I'd just pop in for a pint. It's thirsty work serving God Almighty, King of Kings, Lord of Hosts, blah, blah, blah.
Now, pack it here, Rev. You'd squeeze in next to Megan. Now, what can I get you?
Great.
On second thoughts, I'd best get back to the church. It's youth club tonight, and we're planning a paintball attack on the Methodists.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're sure.
Oh, he's sure, all right.
Cheerio.
See ya.
Megan, go after him.
Okay, here I go. Wish me luck.
You are decluttering, Brian. You must be ruthless.
But this means so much to me.
4 days in this loft because everything means so much to you.
Gnarly, this is the very first thing I ever made in woodwork. It took me 2 years. Please let me keep it.
Okay, Brian, you can keep it, but only if you can tell me what it is.
That's not fair. It was a long time ago.
I tell you what it is. It is kindling for a bonfire. Give it here.
These are my memories.
Brian, they are rubbish memories of a rubbish life. No offense, but, you know, they are so pitiful. Reminders of failure and sadness and rejection and heartbreak. Why do you want to keep them?
Put that way, yeah, they do look a bit pathetic. Maybe you're right, Gnarly. As a man approaches his 40s, he should stop looking back on what may have been and start coming to terms with what is.
When are you 40, Brian?
Today.
Oh? You look older.
So, what do you think? Too bright? Too showy? Too somber? Too sexy? I mean, I don't really know what to wear. I've never been to a rodent funeral before.
You look great, Claire. Maybe lose the ears.
Okay, and... and the eulogy? Can you be honest, Brian?
Oh, I still have the tears in my eyes.
Thanks. Gnarly, the pile of rubbish in the garden.
Brian's memories?
That's right. What are you going to do with it?
Recycle, of course.
The planet thanks you.
Don't mention it.
Okay, so I'll see you both later. Bye!
Bye.
Gnarly, you told Claire you were going to recycle all my stuff.
That is right.
I thought it was going to be a bonfire.
It is. We recycle it as thick black smoke back into the atmosphere.
Megan!
Claire! Brenda! How many times do I have to tell you, don't push people down the stairs? Come in, Claire.
Thanks. Hello, Ray.
Just step over him. We're all in the garden. And you, Brenda, I am very cross. Go and play on your naughty swing.
Isn't that a bit of a mixed message?
What are you saying?
Look, Megan, I have no right to instruct you on parenting, not being a parent myself, but I think it's... Well, hang on. Oh, I am a parent. Gosh, so easy to forget, isn't it?
Hi, Claire.
Hi, Helen.
Oh, g'day, Claire.
Hi, Libby. Nice hot pants.
Yeah, thanks.
It's a lovely garden, Megan.
Well, I think children need one.
What are all those mounds in the lawn?
They're graves. Brenda's not had a lot of luck with pets. They usually don't last the week.
Well, I've written the eulogy. Can I run it past you before the burial?
Fire away.
Dear friends, we gather to inter a little chap with golden fur, a hamster, Mr. Murgatroyd, with whom young Brenda gaily toyed until that fateful, frightful day when all his legs just came... just came away. A sad tale rendered even more so when neath the sofa rolled his torso. Asphyxiation then ensued. Megan, what is it? What's wrong?
It's beautiful.
Thank you, Megan.
But I'm afraid you can't read it out, as I've asked the Reverend Dish to do the eulogy.
What? Megan, I spent all night writing that. I spent 2 hours alone trying to find a word to rhyme with hamster.
But you made such a fuss. Besides, I had to invite him to come and do it, because I lost my nerve asking him out, and this was the next best thing. That'll be him now.
Come along, Brian. The bonfire will not light itself.
Hang on.
What now?
There, that box. I missed it earlier. Oh, it's the most important box of my life.
Oh, must be some box.
It is, for it contains my prize-winning essay, written at the tender age of 12, entitled What the Future Holds for Me.
Take my advice, Brian. Do not read it. Do not even open it. Throw on the bonfire, because it will remind you of what a disappointment your life has been.
Give me the matches.
Here you are.
Here goes.
Oh, my God! Baby Thomas, get out of there!
What? Thomas? Where? Oh, Thomas!
Oh, Brian is my little joke.
Come this way, Reverend.
Oh, please, call me Malachi.
Here is the dear departed in his little shoebox. Sorry about the flies. I meant to put him in the freezer, but I forgot.
Just the three legs?
We couldn't find one. Shall I do the introductions? That's my daughter, Brenda. Ray, Libby and Claire, you've met. That's my colleague, Helen.
Listen, you happy, clappy son of a preacher man. I'm Brenda's godmother. And if anybody's going to read the eulogy over her dead hamster, it is going to be me.
Yeah, yeah, all right. The eulogy's all yours. Helen.
What?
Hi, Helen, it's me. Fancy seeing you here. What a coincidence.
Who are you?
Oh, don't play games, Helen. Surely you remember me.
No.
The speed dating. You gave me the most wonderful night of my life.
Whoever you are, I told you the rules. No coming back for seconds. Why do you think I drove you home in the boot of my car?
Helen, please.
How did you find me?
I found you ravishing.
No, how did you find where I was?
I went through your handbag when you were in the loo. I saw where you worked. Then when I met your colleagues from the Sparrowhawk Family Centre...
Oh, this doesn't look good for me, does it?
Not really, Megan.
Dirty vicar.
Megan!
I said vicar.
Hello? Hello, Gnarly. What was that you said? Look, I'm going to stop you there, Gnarly, because what you said was not correct. Yeah, think about it. Yeah, you've been around us long enough to know that you shouldn't use a term like that. Yes, Gnarly, it is sexist. You don't say, I'm going to call the firemen, Brian is on fire. You say, I'm going to call the firefighters, Brian is on fire. Sorry, what do you mean, Brian's on fire? And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes the team meeting.
Claire, can I just apologise to the team for my behaviour over the past few days? I was totally taken in by the Reverend and his pious demeanour, little realising that his taste in women leaned more towards the sluttish.
For the record, Megan, I've given up on the speed dating and I'm going steady with Dennis. My week now runs badminton, 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 sex, badminton.
Oh, and Ray, I'm sorry about what Brenda did.
Not at all, Megan. If I were a little child and found a man unconscious, I expect I would have crammed the rotting corpse of a hamster into his mouth and taped it shut.
Ach, you're a sport, Ray. You know she calls you uncle.
I'm touched.
Hey, how's Brian? Oh, he'll be fine. He's got what the firefighters call blowback. His face is scorched, his eyebrows and eyelashes have gone, and his hair's burnt right back to the top of his head.
Aw, poor Brian.
No, because it's actually quite a good look for him.
You have been listening to Claire in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden, starring Sally Phillips, Alex Lowe, Nina Conti, Sarah Kendall, Richard Lumsden and Lisa Tarbuck. The producer was Katie Tyrrell.